Blog Talk Radio.
an opposer, so he's not going to tell me the truth. So anytime the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that. Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know that God is bigger.
You're listening to the spoken word radio station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Well, it's a blessing to be right back here on Old School. Oh boy, on not only Old School, but right here on Blob Talk Radio. I be on so many radio stations, I forget where I'm at. Blob Talk Radio, coming from the studios of the Spoken Word Radio Station. Well, it's a blessing to be right back here on a Monday at 12:14. I'd like to greet you in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And I pray that your day will be a blessed day, that today will be a day that you will control your atmosphere. I love that word, control your atmosphere. Somebody asked the question, what do you mean control your atmosphere? That means, you know, you don't let anybody, anything negative get in your ears and in your eyes. Nothing that is negative that will cause your day to go become sour. Remember that this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to the radio show, and I thank God for all those who are overseas out of the United States that's listening to us right now. Thank you for listening to us, even those in the United States.
About to experience a life-changing moment. You won't leave the same way you came. 'Cause he's in our very midst. You will be his, delivered. He's here to set you free. And because God is here, anything can happen.
Ooh. In here, this moment right here. your body language prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night vision. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break for it.
In here, in here, in here, anything can happen in here.
Yes, anything can happen right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. You know, God always doing something. You know, we just got to be open to receive all that he's doing and all that he's going to do. I believe that miracles always is happening when we're looking and ready to receive all that God has for us. Well, again, let me greet you in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. I want to thank you again for tuning in to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And it is a blessing to always be here to talk to those that maybe be going through something. You know, our program is always dedicated to those that are going through, and not those just going through, but to encourage those that might, you know, feel like giving. And we say to you, don't give up, because help is on the way. So I believe that you ought to know where your help comes from when you're having problems and situations. You know, because sometimes we call on the wrong people, or we look for the wrong people to help us. You ever been through something and you think the person that you care about might be the one that's going to be there for you? And you find out the one that you thought that wasn't going to be there, the one you thought that was going to be there for you, wasn't there. But the one that you never thought would be there was the one that was there. That's why they say you ought to treat people right. Because the ones that you treat bad might be the one that you might need at the end. And that's a true statement. You know what I mean? That's why I often remind myself, you know, is to treat everybody with respect. No, not everybody. Everybody does things sometimes that you don't like. But you get to remember these words, that the ones that you don't expect sometimes be the one to help you, be the one to encourage you, be the one that you would never thought. You thought everybody else, mommy will be there, daddy will be there, your friends will be there. Maybe they wanted to be there and couldn't. Maybe they had good intentions, but was not able to be there. But remember these words. The Bible says in Psalms 121, I lift up my eyes towards the hills, from which cometh my help. Where do my help come? Help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. Anything can happen in here. But Lord is, obviously, there is liberty. And whenever the Spirit of God is present, he comes just to be there, but to help somebody, to deliver somebody, to set somebody free. Anything can happen. And I pray today that something good would happen for you. This way, whatever you do, keep your head up and remember the best is yet to come.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
for your people. want it now. I don't know about you, but I'm sensing this. God, we need it. And hear the cry of your people, God.
Time you look around, it seems like there's always bad news, But thank God that the gospel is called the good news. Good news to those that are going through problems and situations and don't know what to do. The good news is that our God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think.
Oh,
Oh, yes. I just want to thank you for everything you have done, having a grateful attitude of all that God has done for us. And let me tell you something. Ain't nothing wrong with having a grateful attitude. Because sometimes people forget that it was only God that blessed you this far. It was His grace. Everything we got came as a result of God's blessings upon us. And when you recognize that it was God's blessings upon your life that caused you to be where you at right now, you would say, like that song said, just want to thank you. So I like to give God thanks. And you know, in 2 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and the 18th verse tells us, in everything give Him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Everything. When you're going through problems, situations, you give Him the thanks, praise, not because of what you're going through, but you're thanking Him that He's going to bring you out of the situation, because the victory belongs to the people of God. I am a child of the living God, and because I am a child of the living God, I have rights. And my right says that because I am God's child, everything God has belongs to me. All He tells me in the scripture is ask. And that word ask means put a demand on that which I have already said that I would put a demand on. That's what it means, to put a demand on. And if you're going through anything, what you need to do is grab hold of the Word of God, because the Word of God has the powerful effect that can change your life and change your circumstances. The question is, can you believe it? Matter of fact, that's always the question. Can you believe? Can you trust what God says? If God said it, I believe it, and that settles the whole thing. Why do you say that? It's because Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that He should lie, neither the son of man that He may repent, for have He said, will He not do it? Well, God tells me that if I say something, I'm going to always deliver on what I say. And if you're going through any problem, situation that this afternoon, if you at the place in your life where you don't know what to do, if you're at the place in your life where you're trying to make a decision and you don't know how to make that decision, if you're at the place in your life where you need a divine approval by God, if you're going through financial problems, you need God to supply your need. If you're going through any sickness, disease, and you don't know how you're going to come out of it, you can always call on God. Psalms 91 and 1, He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, is my God, in Him will I trust. You got to have trust in the one that is well qualified to fix your problem. Sometimes when people go through things, they just don't know who to turn to. Everybody, when you're going through, try to tell you all kinds of things you should do. Well, if I was you, I'd do this. Well, won't you call such and such person? Well, they'll help you. Won't you do this? And sometimes you get to ignore all what people are saying. Sometimes you do. I hate to say it, but sometimes you do. And you're going to have to go to Psalms 121, verse 1 and 2. I lift my eyes towards that hills from whence cometh my help. That's where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. See, the God that I serve is a God that can deliver you out of anything you're going through, anything you need. God got it. Any decision you need to make and you need Him to give you that decision, He will. If you need Him to guide you and to lead you, He will do it. If you're going through financial you lost your business and you don't know what to do, call on the one that is able to fix the problem. Because let me tell you something, the end result of everything you're going through when you're a child of the living God is you are a winner. Oh, yes, you are. I don't care how things look. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care what anybody else says. I say it's time you get to tune people out and hear only what God is saying. What is God saying? He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. What is God saying to me? What is God saying about my problem? What is God saying about my situation? And you know what he says to you? Trust me. Trust me and know that I won't let you fall. Trust me. I'm going to bring you out if you just believe me. If you just take me at word, if you have a confident attitude where it doesn't cause you to be nervous and afraid and upset and because you don't know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. You say, oh, no, you don't. Oh, yes, I do. How do you know what's going to happen? Because the Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so. Oh, so you believe the Bible. Yeah, I believe the word of God. That's what I believe. God's word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never turn back void. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will stand forever. My word, he says, will never turn back void and accomplish what I set out to do. When God says something, you can take it to the bank. There is no failure in God. So whatever the state is affecting the way you live today, financial problems, sickness or disease, you need an answer from God. You're looking for directions from God. You need God's approval on something. You need God to fix your kids. You need God to bless you financially, whatever it is. Come to him in faith. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. They that come to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Remember what God says. And you know what I find out when you're going through your problems or situation? The best thing for you to do is get the word of God out. Get your Bible and start reading God's promise to you. And if you get a cell phone, you talk to that Google and say, where in the Bible where it speaks about the promises of God? And it'll come up. And when you see the promises of God about your situation, you go and read promises, and then when you read them, you say to God, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I know I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm going to trust you. I don't know how I'm going to come out of it, but I'm going to trust you. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I know the end result is I have a victory. So you got to talk to God sometime. This is how you got to talk to him. Go get your Bible and put a demand. Ask him, because the word ask means to put a demand on something that is due. What is due? If God told me by his strengths I'm healed, I believe in God to be healed. Oh, yeah. If God says in the Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all my needs. What do I look for? God supply all my needs. So that's what's wrong with these church people. You know, they think that, you just depend on. Well, you better depend on God, because when things shut down and you ain't got no money and I'm not saying somebody sitting home looking at God, I'm talking about somebody that the job done shut, they lost the business, nobody won't get a loan. Who you think you better call on? God, and know that God gonna bring you out, because he will do it. I'm a living witness. Hey, glory, I am a living with that God will bring you out. And guess what? Favor take you places where money can't take you. Say that, somebody ain't listening. Favor will take you places where your money can't take you. You can have $1 million and your money can buy a lot of stuff, but favor can get you in the door more than $1 million. The Bible says, I'll bring you in front of great kings. Divine favor, God's divine approval on your life. When God says something, he gonna do what he says. He ain't like, man, your man say something and take it back. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't do it. Oh, I didn't mean that. Well, they'll say with you today, and tomorrow they ain't get, don't want to have nothing to do with you. You don't need those kind of friends. You need somebody that's going to say, you know, trust God. Keep on believing God when things get rough. Don't remember these words. I ain't giving up because God is on my side. And I love the scripture that tells us, I want to read this because you need this. Jesus said these words, I have spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. God said, I'm going to give you peace. In the world, you should have tribulation. You're going to go through a lot of things, but be good cheer, for I have already overcome the world. Already overcome those problems and sufferings that you're going through. I already overcome that financial problem. I'm overcome. I already overcome all failures. All you have to do is trust me. Take my word. Keep trusting God. This is a word of character on our inspirational message right here on Oaks on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show right here coming from the studios of the Spoken Word radio station on Blob Talk Radio.
Where you had it. Hey, if he did it before, he could do it again. If he did it before, he could do it again. I'm
Victory. Franklin, right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. And we know without one shadow of a doubt that we do have the victory. I often tell people to see the end result of everything you're going through when you know that God is able to bring you out is what? Is what God says. God ain't going to tell you something just to be telling you. When he tells you something, you know without one shadow of a doubt, it is going to happen. Well, let me remind you here that you can always call when you're going through problems and situations. Our prayer line is always open for you because, you know, we believe that God is able to do all things. You know, somebody asked the question, is there anything too hard for God? And the answer came back, there is nothing too hard for our God to do. And when you're going through and don't know what to do, all you need to do is call on him. Well, the prayer line is always open to pray for you and believe God for what you're going through. You know, sometimes, as I said, you know, you look for people and you ask them to help you and you can't find nobody. That's the bad thing. But you remember, you need someone that can pray for you. You need someone to talk to. You can call Pastor Kev Morgan's prayer line. The telephone number is 803-760-3335. That's 803-760-3335. You can always call the number. We're here for you and believe God for your miracle. We know God is able to do all things, and he doesn't care. I know that to be so. Also, if you have a testimony, remember this is only for testimonies. You have a testimony of what God has done, or you've been listening to our inspirational message, and the inspirational message is a blessing to you. Well, you can always call into our live show and tell your testimony. The telephone number is 516-666-9901. That's 516-666-9901. And we will talk about done for you. And remember these words. Is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for God to do. Your problem and what you're going through, what you need from God, all you need to do is ask. And you know, when you ask, ask in faith, nothing wavering.
Thank you. working for me, and I believe it's working for me. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, cause
working
it's
for me.
Seem like it's working for your good. But I tell you, when you're going through problems and situations and you don't know what to do and things are just going from bad to worse, sometimes you just feel like throwing in the towel. But you can't throw in the towel. You got to keep your head up and remember that God is working on your behalf. You know, I love that song by Marvin Sapp. And he says about all the things he went through, it was his testimony. And before we leave here, matter of fact, let's get that song and hear what Marvin Sapp says when he was going through.
Anybody in here have that?
so glad I made it. I made it through. I made it. My mind, I could have lost my mind.
I made it through.
But I made it through.
I made it through.
I wish I had a window.
Oh, so
is there anybody in here that's been through anything?
So glad I made
that you almost threw in the towel. But when you look back over your life, you realize I made. Is there anybody in here that knows that you made it? I made it. I made it. I made it. So glad I made it.
So glad I made it.
The devil is a liar.
So glad I made it.
I said the devil is a liar.
I made it.
I made it.
I made it.
So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still alive. Got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamities, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good. Oh yeah, I said it's working for my good. Sometimes I don't understand it. It's working for my good. So yeah, I made it.
Yes, Marvin Sapp, My Testimony. And what I love about the song, it tells us how that when you're going through and you don't know if you're going to make it, God is the one that causes you to make it. Well, just remember these words as we get ready to leave. And let me just say thank God for everyone you've been tuning into Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. And I pray God's blessings upon you and your family. And let me just leave you with this special prayer. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy as you believe, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now may the Lord of peace himself continuously grant you peace in every circumstances of your life. Lord, be with you all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, until tomorrow, may God bless you, and I pray that you have a great day.
Open your mouth and say, Lord, release it. I've sown my seed, and I've given you glory. Say, I have declaratively praised you. So I wait, expecting my blessing right now. Applaud God in this room, everybody. Go on and give him some glory in advance. Clap your hands again. I'm so glad today I heard.
I'm so glad today I heard you.
I heard you clearly.
Clearly.
Now I'm grateful.
Grateful. In spite of my circumstances, all I want to do is serve you
and love you.
Things you know I've been through.
Sing them around. surrender.
Made me, gave me strength that I can endure.
In the secret place I'm dwelling.
In that secret place I'm dwelling.
Safely.
Ever so bravely.
Your foundation
standeth sure.
Everybody.
I'm so glad today I heard you.
I heard.